Welcome to Enclave on Air. I'm your host today, Jax DiEugenio. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Evelyn Y. Wong, MD, about the growing challenge of early onset colorectal cancer and the insights from a recent cohort analysis conducted in Singapore. In our exclusive interview, Wong discussed the rationale for investigating early onset colorectal cancer, emphasizing the rising incidence worldwide and the need to better understand whether unique molecular or survival patterns distinguish these patients from those with late onset disease.
So what was the rationale and impetus for conducting this trial right now? Why is it important to do so in 2025?
So I think at the end of the day, what really made me want to explore more the concept of early onset colorectal cancer was really the patients that we were seeing on the clinic. A lot of people asking the question, why me? What is it about my disease? And there are a lot of questions about, is it genetically predispositioned or is there something more? At this point of time, I think most of us feel that the evidence is really multifactorial. There are a lot of factors that influences a young onset colorectal cancer patient, a young GI patient, why he or she could have this disease. So what I wanted to do is to actually study in an Asian cohort, especially one that is multiracial, like that in Singapore, to see whether or not there were differences in the molecular characteristics and the survival patterns of our early onset as compared to our late onset colorectal cancer patients.
What would you like to add about the design and the patients that were enrolled as?
We had about 2,500 over patients from a consented cohort within Singapore that we actually analyzed the survival data as well as the molecular characteristics. It would be great if we could have more patients, not just within one nation, but within, you know, multi sort of collaborative efforts within academic centers. And more importantly, it would be great if we could actually have prospective data. A lot of the studies that's in early onset currently are trying to understand the question why, epidemiology of it, how that affects the molecular treatment and whether or not there are specific trials that can run purely for early onset colorectal cancer. I think I'm just adding on to the sort of evolving field of early onset colorectal cancer and more importantly to raise the awareness of this disease, not just within researchers, but within pharmaceutical companies and patient advocates as well, to stand up and to, you know, kind of talk more about this disease. Because I think it's one of the things that we do realize on the clinic level, patients are trying to find people to relate to. People who are the same age, who have the same needs as well. So having this paper and presenting this paper on international stage is also important to get out there that it's not just a rising epidemiological trend in the United States, but it's also similarly seen in Asia and in many other countries in Southeast Asia as well. So I think the top finding has been, the top finding of my study is that there's actually not much difference in terms of molecular characteristics of the early onset and the late onset. This was also found in multiple studies that have been published. MSKCC has published one on that, and many other United States have also published similar studies showing that there's not much difference in molecular characteristics, which means we treat all of them the same. Now, the question is, why are they even having them in the first place? So epidemiological studies are a bit more difficult. They need prospective cohorts. One of my studies, what I wanted to see was whether or not there's any differences in the outcomes, because we do believe that the young onset actually do worse. Now, in my cohort, however, we actually found out that the young onset colorectal cancers do better than the late onset colorectal cancers. But I suspect that it's also due to the fact that they were younger. They could actually go through more intensive chemotherapy and treatment options. Last but not least, I think we wanted to see whether or not the changes or the differences in survival outcomes were also age-related. So we actually added on a cancer-specific survival calculation to the study itself. And we do find that there's actually young onset still do better than the late onset colorectal cancers.
Really fascinating and so important to note. With this in mind, what is the important, most important theme for clinicians to derive from this discussion?
Yeah. One of the things that I feel that we could do better in terms of molecular characteristics is really to have multi-centered sort of collaboration. So I think the limitations that I have is that, you know, we are obviously just one institution. And though we have 2,000, and that's a very big number as well, it would always be better to have collaborative efforts within Asia, out of Asia, and internationally as well. one of the things that I also think would be interesting to know is to see whether or not we are able to relate these specific molecular characteristics to what they are exposed to in the early childhood, in how the development of the cancers itself actually predispose them to certain molecular characteristics that the tumors might have. And this is a study that cannot be done in a retrospective perspective. It has to be done prospectively. So I think it's good that, you know, a lot of academic centers are starting to talk about this, and there are a lot of different groups that are working into it. Hopefully we can collaborate in whatever studies and manners, and just glad to be here to raise more awareness towards the early onset colorectal cancers.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive on Air. Check back throughout the week for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you like today's episode of OncLive on Air, please also consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. And while you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thank you again for listening to this episode of OncLive on Air.